tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM. It's Monday, September 28th, 2015. And this program is called The Burrow, on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto. September 29th, 2014, as I recently double-checked and found out, was the first episode of The Burrow. Therefore, this is the year anniversary. The show is now 1 year old. It's very nice. I feel sentimental about it. I don't, honestly, don't really care if anybody else does. But this episode, not going to turn out, almost a guarantee not going to turn out the way I originally would have planned it. Ideally, the way it would look. But I'm going to try to shove in all, or at least bands and artists that encompass all of the guests that I've had on the show, on the program, over the last year, and in a somewhat logical order of when they came on the show. So I might only get halfway. Who knows? We'll see. Maybe I'll get some sound bites from old episodes. I don't know. But this is officially the cheap 1 year anniversary show, the clips show, if you will, of a serial that does not give you anything new or useful to use, but instead just rehashes old themes and topics. That's what I'm going to try to do. So, starting things off with The Cosmetics, first guest on the show, way back last September, I guess. Cosmetics, duo from here in Vancouver. Their only full-length release that they have is called Olympia, and this is the song Sleepwalking. You're tuned into The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Yeah.
done in entertainment, take it as entertainment. So please don't take it any other way.
That was Crass. Some crass language from Crass. So I apologize. Should have put a disclaimer on that. Listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is the 1 year anniversary special extravaganza. And Crass played that because last year around the time of Halloween, I guess, Kata Yoon of Other Jesus and Spencer of Cowards / Nervous Operator and others stopped by the show to promote a cover show that they were putting on for Halloween, and they were doing a Crass cover band. Had a bit of a Crass phase following that. It's angry, it's loud, raucous punk music. We've got Gretchen Snakes playing in the background, project of Brody McKnight, and next song I've got lined up is a song by Heavy Chains, which is a project of Brody McKnight and Andrea Lukic, who have both been on the program in the past. Andrea Lukic of New Sensei. This band, Heavy Chains, started before Brody, then later joined New Sensei. Their only record that they put out is called A Very Real Hell, and I'm going to play the song called Insane Pain. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Number 19, diastolic gallop of congestive heart failure. The gallop sound is not easily heard with every beat. Mitral area.
This is a radio debut of the Fire Punk. This is the demo reel.
You're developing a new lexicon.
Yeah.
A new genre of, of music.
Mm-hmm. Fire Punk.
Fire Punk.
Dante's Inferno. Just think Dante's Inferno. Okay?
All right.
It's like...
Should we imagine it that he is writing and like... he's having these fantasies that the room around him is crashing down, or he is in the inferno?
He's making this music in Middle Earth.
Tuned into The Burrow on CITR 101.9. Failing was the last one you heard. See Through off of their terrific record, Apple in the Pig's Mouth. Hoping to get Failing to come here to play a live set here at the station within the next month or so. So keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. Animal Bodies playing in the background. The Killing Scene, another terrific album. Sam and Natasha came by the show back in January, I believe, of this year. One of the first guests of the new year. Coming up next, Liay, dark punk trio from here in Vancouver, has an album that came out in 2015 called Consent, one of my favorite Vancouver releases of the year thus far. Ashley Luck was on the program back in February, and she is also part of a great electronic synth duo called Minimal Violence, whose newest tape or record called Heavy Slave is another very good release out on Gennaro. So you should go check that out as we listen to the song Seams off of Liay's full-length record from earlier this year called Consent. I tuned into one year anniversary Burrow Spectacular. Not only being done because I didn't think of any new content, it's because it's just so worthwhile to do. All right, stay tuned. CITR 101.9 FM.
As one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Oh, isn't there anything, 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 anything? Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca.
Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe, located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
But of course it's not laughter as amusement and pleasure. It's that nervous laughter that you get when you realize that it's meaningless. It's so, like, one of the things that's repeated is, I don't belong here, and that, you know, I'm in the hands of nothing, and then the word nothing is repeated. So it's the sense of being, you know, once again, tied to this bag of flesh that's just decaying and failing.
Yeah.
Ace Martins is your real name.
It is, yeah.
And I just had to ask, I don't know when it was that you decided to give up on your baseball career, because really you only have two options. To be a performer, as you are, or to be a pitcher mainly, or to just play some baseball. So,
yeah. I guess my weak arms sort of made the decision for me.
And how often do you get comments on that? Like, how many people ask if that's your real name?
Yeah, every single person I meet. I used to have I would judge people by how long.
Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM. You're tuned into The Burrow every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto, and this is my one-year anniversary special. So I'm trying to rapidly fire through each guest that I've had on, or at least do some combos, combine a few people who have played in bands together, and cover every artist that has kindly taken the time to come here to the studio and join me on the show, or sit down for an interview over the past year. So, I've gotten about halfway through. We'll see how far I get by 4 o'clock. Over that last set, we heard some Pharmacon, Bestial Burden, 2014's Bestial Burden was my top record of the year. It's an unbelievable album, and the song was Body Betrays Itself. After that, got a little bit more lighthearted with Ace Martins, whose only release to date is Silent Days, which he recorded on his own. Of course, over the last year or so, that has developed and changed. Full band now, and they are recording some new material, which is going to be, I'm sure, released in the near future. Played for us live here at UBC a couple weeks ago, and big things are happening. There are now chimes on the drum set. It's all getting a little bit out of control. And then the last one we heard was Moon Duo, a duo from California, San Francisco, California, originally from Oregon. Sanaa Yamada of the band sat down with me for an interview back in February or March, covered broad range of topics. One of the more enjoyable interviews that I've done, considering we talked about The Simpsons, talked about Sigismund Kierzyzianowski, among other things. So it's obviously was a good time. That song was called Thieves, off of their 2015 record Shadow of the Sun. In the background right now is Marie Davidson from Montreal. Kidnap You in the Desert is the song off of Un Autre Voyage, her latest release on Holodeck Records. Pretty good record label based out of Austin, Texas in the States. Moving on, Liturgy is thus far still holding up, I think. The artwork on Thrill Jockey Records still holding up as my personal favorite of 2015 thus far. It's hanging on by a thread. I'm gonna get into Liturgy Follow off of the artwork. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM.
Ecstatic style of music that was written in black metal that had different techniques rooted in the different spirit, but also had continuity. And I talked a lot about that. And then there's this kind of more existential side, you know, that the music is supposed to mean something or be a way of living or be like a catalyst for a way of living.
City Records presents Data Plan, Summering and Ora Kogan, live in the Planetarium, October 22nd, an evening of incredible psychedelic art rock and psych folk featuring large-scale celestial projections choreographed by guest video artists Matt Crisco, Jared Brandle, Mohammed Ali Sharar, and Colin Elder, located at HR McMillan Space Center. Tickets available at eventbrite.ca, Zulu, Red Cat, and Dandelion Records. Doors at 8.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
If you could manage top three fall records off the top of your head.
Oh, probably... Quick.
I go
probably.
Okay. I go
yeah, you go first.
Infotainment Scan, Hex Induction Hour, probably Grotesque. Maybe The Unutterable, but probably Grotesque.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would probably go Hex Induction Hour, Shift Work, and probably I'm going to go with like the Rough Trade singles 3LP.
Okay.
Just so I can cover more territory.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
I make music because I need to make music, and it's my purpose on this planet, and because I want to share it with people. And I make it for myself and for people who are emotionally inclined to like this kind of music. Beyond that, man, I really am not interested in all the other kind of goings on, you know, like...
God loves God's son.
Working in a warehouse in that sense, I imagine they could be odd hours. How does that aesthetic play into some of the music you guys want to make, if it does at all?
We had set shifts anyways, you know, and it was pretty easy to like get time off. We had the same schedules and stuff, but I mean, I've been doing it a lot longer than he has, and there is definitely a sort of it's like an industrial setting, and you're constantly around noise and like just loud sounds all the time,
and also kind of just hating your life in general.
Yeah. This program is called The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. My name's Andy Resto, and this has been a one-year anniversary show of sorts, a clip show. Been trying to cover all of the artists that have been on my program over the last year. Not going to quite get to everybody. Got about 8 minutes left. I've cranked out a lot of them. What you're hearing now in the background is Virgins, a noise rock duo from Edmonton. We just heard Amen Dunes prior to that with Good Bad Dreams off of his full length from 2011 or so, Through Donkey Jaw. That's from Seattle, or before that, three piece. And then it was Twin Crystals, which Jesse from Twin Crystals and Mormon Crosses currently was on the show. That was a pleasure, finding out that he was probably, at least longer term, a bigger Fall fan than I am. And if you've heard the program at all in the past, you'll know that everything starts and ends with the Fall, musically. Twin Crystals was one of his older bands. He runs a studio called Night Prison. And also in Twin Crystals, playing drums was Jeremiah, who is currently in a couple bands, one of which is Inherent Vices. Burnside of Inherent Vices was on the program as well. And then the other is Jerk Jails, who I have, first of all, played a lot on the show and rebroadcasted a live set that they did here at CITR earlier this summer. Jerk Jails, one of my favorite current Vancouver groups going right now. Big things in the future for them. Alrighty, so we're getting to the end here. Not sure how far I'm going to get. Going to hear some Whim, a trio out of Toronto, next. Probably going to go ahead and skip Metz, who are also a rock trio from Toronto. I'm going to have Whim cover that. And then we'll see if we can get some Jenny Fall, maybe some White Visitation in before the end of the show. Meaning I'll probably miss Circuit des Yeux, Haley Four from Indiana, a very good record on Thrill Jockey this year called In Plain Speech. And then the latest guest I've had a couple weeks ago was Shilpa Ray, who's from Brooklyn and also came by here to play a live set on CITR. So probably going to miss those. Anyhow, thank you all for listening today and in the past and possibly in the future. It's a privilege to do the show. Really enjoy doing it and appreciate everyone who listens and cares about it at all. Going to be back next week. Still contemplating changing times. I'm kind of waiting to see if anybody wants this time slot. I'm not going to leave it emptied. But that's something that might be happening soon in the near future. Anyhow, thanks for tuning in. This has been The Burrow on CITR 101.9. Going to trail off with some Whim and probably some Jenny Fall. Stay tuned. Little Bit of Soul coming up next.
I ask a lot of questions on this album, and I kind of like that. And I like that it's, I don't answer them. I'm the interviewer, you know.
Right.
You think you're going to have some peace, listen to some music, and then you end up having to answer to somebody. I kind of like the idea of that.
Take care of yourself. Getting paid, getting late, getting married, getting pregnant. Fighting for visibility in your market. Realizing your potential. Being healthy, being clean. Not making a fool. To see.